Conference Story Index. The following list of selected experiences related during General Conference can be used in personal study, family home evening, and other teaching. Speaker, Neil L. Anderson. Story, Neil L. Anderson counsels a returned missionary regarding his testimony of Joseph Smith. From the Saturday afternoon session, Joseph Smith, Elder Neil L. Anderson. Speaker, M. Russell Ballard. Story, a river guide warns rafters to stay in the boat as they prepare for a trip through Whitewater Rapids. From the Sunday afternoon session, stay in the boat and hold on, Elder M. Russell Ballard. Speaker, David A. Bednar. Story, after receiving treatment for a minor injury, David A. Bednar's son offers similar treatment to his friends. From the Sunday afternoon session, Come and See, by Elder David A. Bednar. Speaker, Linda K. Burton. Story, a full-time missionary finishes his mission with a refined spirit after giving his heart, might, mind, and strength to the Lord. From the General Women's Session, Prepared in a Manner That Never Had Been Known, by Sister Linda K. Burton. Speaker, Tad R. Callister. Story, the mother of Ben Carson turns his life around. A Lebanese girl learns the gospel from her mother. Tad R. Callister's parents teach him the gospel. From the Saturday afternoon session, Parents, the Prime Gospel Teachers of Their Children, Elder Tad R. Callister. Speaker, Craig C. Christensen. Story, several deacons say why they admire President Monson. Greg C. Christensen gains a testimony by studying the Book of Mormon. From the priesthood session, I know these things of myself, Elder Craig C. Christensen. Speaker, D. Todd Christofferson. Story, King Henry V tells his men that each is the master of his own soul. A man who refuses to care for himself consents to being taken to a cemetery. From the Saturday morning session, Free Forever to Act for Themselves, Elder D. Todd Christofferson. Speaker, Quentin L. Cook. Story, Lucy of the comic strip, Peanuts, makes excuses for dropping fly balls. A young man makes choices inconsistent with his goals of serving a mission and marrying in the temple. A visit with a college coach confirms Quentin L. Cook's decision to follow his father's advice. From the priesthood session, Choose Wisely, by Elder Quentin L. Cook. Speaker, Dean M. Davies. Story, the church and its members in the Philippines rescue members and non-members following a devastating typhoon. From the priesthood session, The Law of the Fast, a personal responsibility to care for the poor and needy, by Bishop Dean M. Davies. Speaker, Cheryl A. Esplin. Story, a young woman leader learns about the sacrament's enabling power. A 96-year-old man attends church so he can partake of the sacrament. From the Saturday morning session, The Sacrament, a Renewal for the Soul, by Sister Cheryl A. Esplin. Speaker, Henry B. Eyring. Story, a new convert helps young Henry B. Eyring and his brother prepare for priesthood service. Henry B. Eyring's father and bishop show confidence in him. From the priesthood session, The Preparatory Priesthood, President Henry B. Eyring. Story, the mother of Henry B. Eyring prays that he will hear the word of God in her council. Church leaders in Idaho, USA, receive revelation to help victims of a flood. The wife of a man who receives the sealing power knows by revelation that her husband is called by God. From the Sunday morning session, Continuing Revelation, by President Henry B. Eyring. Speaker, Eduardo Gavaret. Story, as a full-time missionary, Eduardo Gavaret learns a lesson about following the Savior's voice. Parents and siblings of a 14-year-old girl in Uruguay follow her example and join the church. The parents of Eduardo Gavaret accept the missionaries and their message. From the Saturday afternoon session, Yes, Lord, I Will Follow Thee, by Elder Eduardo Gavaret. Speaker, Carlos A. Godoy. Story, to receive the blessings promised in his patriarchal blessing, Carlos A. Godoy, with his wife's support, seeks additional education. From the Sunday afternoon session, The Lord Has a Plan for Us, by Elder Carlos A. Godoy. Speaker, Robert D. Hales. Story, young Robert D. Hales gains a testimony as he learns about deity from his parents, teachers, the Scriptures, and the Holy Ghost. From the Sunday morning session, Eternal Life, to Know Our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, by Elder Robert D. Hales. Speaker, Jeffrey R. Holland. Story, Thomas S. Monson returns from Germany in his slippers after giving away his shoes, an extra suit, and shirts. From the Saturday afternoon session, Are We Not All Beggars? By Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. Speaker, Larry S. Catcher. Story, Larry S. Catcher and his wife are caught in a riptide, but make it to share thanks to divine intervention. Two men make choices that lead their families away from the church. The in-laws of Larry S. Catcher bless their posterity by living the gospel and teaching it to their children. From the Sunday afternoon session, Trifle Not with Sacred Things, by Elder Larry S. Catcher. Speaker, Jörg Klebengat. Story, Jörg Klebengat counsels a sister in the Ukraine-Kiev mission not to be immobilized by her weaknesses. From the Saturday afternoon session, Approaching the Throne of God with Confidence, by Elder Jörg Klebengat. Speaker, Neil F. Marriott. Story, Neil F. Marriott leaves the temple knowing she can trust in the Savior. Neil F. Marriott's daughter encourages her family to pray after the family's young son is lost. 900 young women in Alaska recite from memory the living Christ. From the General Women's Session, Sharing Your Light, by Sister Neil F. Marriott. Speaker, Hugo E. Martinez. Story, President Monson ministers to a father whose daughter is ill. Brothers bring water to the Martinez family following a hurricane. From the Sunday afternoon session, Our Personal Ministries, by Elder Hugo E. Martinez. Speaker, Thomas S. Monson. Story, a torpedo strikes the rudder of the battleship Bismarck, leaving it unable to steer a charted course. From the priesthood session, Guided Safely Home, by President Thomas S. Monson. Story, church members in Canada frequent the home of a German immigrant couple so they can partake of the peaceful spirit there. From the Sunday morning session, Ponder the Path of Thy Feet, President Thomas S. Monson. Speaker, Russell M. Nelson. Story, after operating on President Spencer W. Kimball, Russell M. Nelson receives a witness that President Kimball will become the prophet. From the Sunday morning session, Sustaining the Prophets, Elder Russell M. Nelson. Speaker, Dallin H. Oaks. Story, because of his wife's patience and kindness, a non-member husband decides to get baptized. From the Saturday afternoon session, Loving Others and Living with Differences, Elder Dallin H. Oaks. Speaker, Alan F. Packer. Story, while focusing on chopping wood, young Alan F. Packer forgets to take the cover off his hatchet. From the Sunday afternoon session, The Book, by Elder Alan F. Packer. Speaker, Boyd K. Packer. Story, a woman realizes that the Savior has already paid for a terrible wrong committed against her. From the Saturday morning session, The Reason for Our Hope, President Boyd K. Packer. Speaker, L. Tom Perry. Story, a grandson of President Harold B. Lee reminds his mother of the importance of prayer at bedtime. From the Saturday afternoon session, Finding Lasting Peace and Building Eternal Families, by Elder L. Tom Perry. Speaker, Lynn G. Robbins. Story, President Boyd K. Packer asks Lynn G. Robbins which way he faces, reminding him that he represents the prophet to the people. From the Saturday morning session, Which Way Do You Face? By Elder Lynn G. Robbins. Speaker, Jean A. Stevens. Story, the parents of Jean A. Stevens hold fast to their covenants and their love for the Lord. Young women prepare for temple covenants. From the General Women's Session, Covenant Daughters of God, by Sister Jean A. Stevens. Speaker, Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Story, a man obsesses over a single dandelion in his neighbor's yard. A bank robber rubs lemon juice on his face, believing it will make him invisible. In an ostensibly strong ward, 11 marriages end in divorce. From the Priesthood Session, Lord, Is It I? By President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Story, visiting teachers come to the aid of a single mother struggling with two sick children. From the General Women's Session, Living the Gospel Joyful, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. End of the section, Conference Story Index for the 184th Semi-Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Read by David Shaw.